today on Real Radio.
Stay close to Jesus and be sincere without offense until he comes. Jesus is coming. Guess what? I don't know what you think about his return, but he's closer today than he was yesterday and coming. He's coming. I hope he comes now. Now. He could come right now.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called The Relevant Christian, begins in the book of Philippians chapter 1 with verses 8 through 11. Paul wrote his epistle to the church at Philippi during his imprisonment in Rome. Paul was a true Christian. He led a life of deep affection and devotion towards God. He also had a remarkable heart for people. Paul's letter to the Philippian church was full of hope for them. His desire for the church was to bring the Word of God to life in their hearts. And with great love and humility, he influenced many through his example and his teachings. Today, Pastor Jack describes the fruits of righteousness as the daily working of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Being in right standing with God and in right behavior with others brings excellence, brings glory to his name, and in the end, everlasting life. And now, here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
The Bible says, as a believer, we are to be looking at the things of life ready. So imagine, scalpel, right, or chisel in hand, waiting. That's how we leave here today, like this. I'm a Christian. Now, you don't walk around like this, but your heart is ready. I'm going into a world that desires to consume us. We go out into the world that is anti, and it's very cunning about how it's anti everything you believe. Because it's like this. It's all such in such a certain way, yeah? It looks so inviting until it gets you into the web. Be careful. The Bible is saying, be constantly evaluating the environment and the surroundings. Very important. The believer is to always, listen, I believe this with all of my heart. The believer is to always be looking inside of himself, I think, first to reassess. Didn't Jesus say that? Didn't Jesus say, you better look at the plank that's in your own eye before you go around and tell other people their problems? Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? I think we should always be evaluating and reassessing our own opinions. Have you noticed how your opinions have changed over the years? You want to know why? If you're a Christian, your opinions have changed over the years because you've become more like Jesus. You and I started out with certain opinions, and we've changed. How did that happen? Because we've been hanging out with Jesus. His word gets in us, watch, and our individual opinions about things wind up becoming God's opinion. Well, God doesn't have an opinion. God has truth. Our opinions get swallowed up in his truth. When somebody doesn't love or receive truth, either A, they're young believers. They're just young Christians, or they're not Christians at all. But as we grow, isn't it amazing that for the church for 2,000 years, the church, when it grows and matures, the person, the Christian, the church, it winds up always landing in the same spot every time for 2,000 years. Why? How does that happen? The Bible. And so I want to judge my and reassess my opinions and then my lifestyle. The failure to do that will be disastrous, Christian. Now, I've been gone for 2 weeks, and the first week, I know you think I've been on vacation for 2 weeks. The first week was brutal. It was a speaking commitment. Yes, it was in Hawaii, but I barely got out of the hotel room. And it was wonderful, but it was hard work, and I had no time for news. And then after, I did take 7 days off, and I wasn't about to look at the news. So for 2 weeks, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know. I didn't read email, nothing. Isn't that great? But I come back to this thing about Ashley Madison. I didn't know. I thought, well, who's she? Well, I guess, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think from what I've gathered, you can go to that website and order, basically set up or order an affair. And it turns out that there's a lot of pastors involved in it. And I heard word yesterday that some have been committing suicide because their lives have been found out. And not just pastors, others have been committing suicide because their world has been uncovered. And because it all started because somebody hacked into the website. Ladies and gentlemen, especially you young generation, if a person can hack into a website, okay, don't you think God already knows what's going on? You shouldn't even care about a person hacking into that kind of a website. God's already there. You're worried about somebody finding out? Listen to what we're talking about. This has nothing to do with my notes. Oh my gosh, somebody found out about my real life. Boom! Have you lost your senses of knowing that God knew all along? You're afraid of somebody finding out, yet you're not afraid that God knows. That is a very ill and perverted view of God. It's very sad, very tragic. And who's to say how the fallout of this will go? But that list has been hacked, and they're going to be publishing the names of people who are on the list. And so I would think there's going to be a lot of marriages and stuff mess up. How tragic is that? Yet God knows. Be careful. Scrutinize your lifestyle. Read the Bible. It could save your life. In 2 Corinthians 13:5, the Bible says, examine, the word is acid wash, yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test, that word means prove it. Isn't that a great word? So acid wash yourselves as to whether you are in the faith and prove it to yourself. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Notice this, unless indeed you are disqualified. That word in the old English is reprobate, having fooled yourselves. Are you really a Christian? So listen, here's a selfie you can take. Ask your selfie this. Will that thing that I'm involved in be spiritually healthy for me? Here's another selfie. Ask your selfie this. Will God be honored in what I'm doing? Here's the third selfie you can ask yourself. Would Jesus approve of this book or this website or this place or this event that I'm involved in? It matters what goes into us. The Bible says to guard your heart. I'm to guard my heart with all diligence because out of it springs forth the issues of life. Wow. We care, right? I mean, we care. I had a radical health food consumption change like 2 years ago. You don't see me at In-N-Out anymore, though. God bless In-N-Out; they're fantastic. And I'm not under some law. If I want to eat a burger, I can eat a burger. It's just that I've been eating really super healthy. I feel really good. People say, "You've lost weight. Are you sick?" I'm just eating healthy. I guess I look sick. Well, here's the deal. I'm careful about what goes in. And I've noticed now, I've been eating so long like this now that the other day I ate some junk and I got sick. I mean, I'm like, oh, my stomach's going, get me out of here. It's like, oh man, what's going on? That's why God has sanctioned, thank God, for Wahoo's, fish tacos. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just go there today, walk up to the window, walk over to the thing and say, I'll take a Pastor Jack special. Just tell them, I'll take a Pastor Jack. Don't know what to do. And you'll eat healthy. Why? Because what goes in affects what comes out and how you live and how you feel. You eat this, you're going to do great. And listen, this is what, by the Holy Spirit, washes over acid testing your lifestyle and your opinions. You don't need anybody to point out all of the goofball stuff in your life, and I don't need anybody to point out all the goofball stuff in my life. If I'm in the Word, the Holy Spirit will say, Jack, that's goofball in your life, and let's get it out. We're humans that way. I can tell you about your goofballness. You can tell me about mine, and we'll just go, okay, I'll deal with it, and we'll forget it. We'll forgive. But when God says, let's deal with this. Wow. Done deal. Fantastic. He goes to work. The word excellent here is a great word. It means to labor and toil to keep that which is the best. Notice, it excludes the better. See, well, that's better. Listen, it's don't settle for second best. Go for the best. That's what he's talking about. What's excellent? Pick to do the excellent. Do the excellent thing, the best thing. Not the okay thing, not even the better thing. The best thing. It means to fight, to defend, to protect that which is of the highest priority. To watch, it implies to suffer through the hardship of defending something valuable. Do you? I like that. Do you have anything valuable in your life? Then you'll defend it. That's a good thing. Spiritually, you and I are to live like this, defending what is right and what is good, fighting for it, fighting that in my life, I live a life that is honorable to God or loving. Very important. Next is this in verse 10. The relevant Christian recognizes what's under the skin, readying himself or herself for that day. Readying himself for that day. It says there, third argument, that you may be sincere. The word is exposed to some. That's what that word means. That you may be sincere and without offense. Note this, till the day of Christ. The word sincere truly means that, to be sunlit tested. You ought to write that down in your margins of your Bible. Sincere means to be tested by the sun, S-U-N, sunshine, the heat of the sun, exposed. That you may be exposed to the brilliance of the sun or the light, so nothing's gray or hidden. And that you are without offense. The Bible says in Philippians 2:15 that you may become blameless and harmless. Have you ever wondered about this? That you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation among whom you shine as lights. That's the word, that you look like the sun in this world. What a great word this is. Be ready, readying yourself. You say, Jack, I really don't think I'm blameless and harmless. This is the work of God in your life, Christian. I'm convinced of this. The moment you and I really think that we are blameless and harmless, how about this? It's like the moment you and I think that we're truly humble is the moment you're not. Right? You and I may not know that you and I are harmless and blameless in this world. Maybe that's something we'll know later before the throne of God. But God is at work in us. And in that work, he's preparing us. And so what's cracked, it's either repaired by God's word or it's puttied up with wax. Sincere is the word that without wax. You want to have a life that's without wax. You want to have a life that's without hypocrisy. And Paul says, I pray for you guys at Philippi that you guys have a life, a ministry, an existence that's without hypocrisy. It's a very, very wonderful thing. Robert Gromacki in his book says, if a Christian lives in the light of the imminent return of Jesus Christ, he will be living a godly life. Before we go to our final argument, that is so true, my friends. I'm going to say something that ought to get you fired up if you think differently, and that's okay. I like that. But when in verse 10 it says that we are to be sincere without hypocrisy and without offense, the word without offense meaning that we are scandal-free. In light of what's going on in the world, scandal-free. For how long? How long do we keep our nose clean? Until the day of Christ. And this is an amazing thing. You ought to circle this. If you disagree with what you're going to hear in a moment, you ought to circle it and go research it for yourself. Highly recommend it. The word the day of Christ is none other than when the church meets Jesus. That's what it means, when the church meets Jesus. It's called the appearing of Christ. It's called the catching up of Christ. It's referencing the rapture. You say, I don't believe in the rapture. Well, you ought to take a look at this, because the word means stay close to Jesus and be sincere without offense until he comes. And if you looked at in light of Scripture, 1 Thessalonians 4, John 14, Jesus is coming. Guess what? I don't know what you think about his return, but he's closer today than he was yesterday and coming. He's coming. I hope he comes now. Now. I hope he comes right now. He could come right now. And if you believe that, listen, I believe that. If you believe that, it's like, all right, let's live for Jesus. If you start, and this is a big deal right now, there are a lot of big mouths out there poo-pooing the idea that Jesus could come back at any moment, and it's a recent doctrine, and it was invented by John Darby, and it's something that the early fathers of the church never believed in. Lies. Paul the apostle believed in it. Jesus said in John 14, I'm coming to pick you up. I'm going to take you that to where I'm at. Don't let, listen, it's part of the last days. Don't be fooled. Don't be tricked. He's coming back. And the Bible says in 1 John, in fact, listen, I want to put it on the screen. 1 John 3, verse 2 says, Beloved, now we are the children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be or be like. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him. Why? Because we're going to be changed. For we shall see him as he is. What's the result? Everyone who has this hope in himself purifies himself just as he is pure. That means if you believe Jesus is coming back at any time, listen, you're ready. I've heard people say, I don't need that to keep me pure. Well, then you got a problem, because the Bible says everyone who has that hope keeps himself pure. Wow. Could Jesus come? I tell you, it'd affect the way that you live and think. And then we end with this because I'm out of time. It's verse 11. The relevant Christian recognizes what's under the skin by doing that which is impossible. Can you write that down? What do you want us to do, Pastor? The impossible. I want you to do, God wants us to do the impossible. And this is how it happens. Being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are, there it is, by who? Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. You say, what on earth does that mean? It means this. Get ready, write these down, and then we'll end. Galatians chapter 5, this is part of the description of the fruit or fruits of righteousness. Galatians 5:22 says that the fruit of the Spirit is love. And how's that manifested? Joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Number two, the fruit of worship. The fruit of worship is a fruit of righteousness. Hebrews 13:15 says, therefore, by him let us continually offer up the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Thirdly, the fruit of righteousness is godly living. Romans 6:22. But now having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness and in the end, everlasting life. One more, the fruit of righteousness is the fruit of good works. Colossians 1:10. That you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being what? Fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. This is how your life and my life fulfills verse 11, that the Holy Spirit in you and I will invite us, will command of us, will instruct us to do righteously. Listen, I end here. In the announcements, you're given the opportunity to take a stand for righteousness. You say, what? I missed it. Defending innocence is another act of defending or standing for righteousness or doing righteously. I was in a class recently. I don't need to tell you what class it was. And the instructor said regarding, it was about law. What are you laughing about? Oh, no. I'll have you know it had nothing to do with speeding. It had... Excuse me, this is a very good thing. I was in a course for really something. If I told you, I'd have to kill you. That's how secret it is. It's just top shelf secret. It's a good thing. You got to pass a background to get into this class. So the person said, if you come across this situation, listen. If you come across this situation and there is an adult In this particular case, the instructor gave us, there's an adult sexually assaulting a woman that is clearly under the age of 18. What is the answer? And the answer, I'll make the long story short, the answer was, because of what they were talking to us about in the context, that if I did not insert myself into that situation because of this thing, then I would be held responsible for the death or for the rape of that child. Someone in the same course said, if I saw that, I would just keep driving because I don't want to get caught up in the situation. That person flunked the class. If I see a man raping a 13-year-old girl, he said, I'm just going to keep driving on by. Let me tell you something. This is a shockeroo for our Western world. And you need to be thinking right now. The person that inserts himself into that felony, and even, by the way, lethal force is authorized to even kill that man in defense of that child, versus the guy that just drives by, which one does righteously? Yeah, the one who defends a child. Can you handle that? Well, I'll have to pray about it. Doing righteously is not only loving the Lord Jesus Christ and one another, it's every opportunity to do the right thing. God expects us to do righteously. And now you see our skin is in the game at all times because we're Christians. Father, we thank you for your profound truth. My goodness. Your Holy Spirit's not only addressing what's under the skin, but what's under the hood. What's under the lid of our mind. And Father, we pray today as we go, we would be a people in love with truth. Those that are hurting and hurting themselves, that we would reach out and help them. God, for the world that is around us, that we would no longer be spectators to an atrocity. But the church would stand alive, upright, like a beacon of hope and rescue. God, that you would galvanize us to the people that are beyond the doors of this church and those, Lord God, that are quite frankly contrary to us, and we would love them with truth. We would love them with the very mercies of Christ. We thank you, God, you love us like that, so that we may go from this place now and love others the same. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said,
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a message called The Relevant Christian. Thanks for listening today. Our hope is that you experience God's love in a personal way by accepting His Son, Jesus Christ, as your Savior and as your Lord. And we'll continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, we've been telling you about the Real Life with Jack Hibbs app for your smartphone or tablet. It's a free download, and once you have it, you'll have mobile access to all kinds of features and media connected to Real Radio. We've also made it real easy. We streamlined things quite a bit. Down at the bottom, you have a handful of tabs that'll take you where you need to go. For instance, the Devotions tab. Now, the Devotions tab takes you to Real Life Devotions with Jack Hibbs. And check out the Devotions tab once you download that Real Life with Jack Hibbs app for your smartphone or tablet. To find out more, pay us a visit at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. And I want to remind you real quick about our book of the month, Cries from the Cross, A Journey into the Heart of Jesus. Now, Pastor Jack takes the time to pick out the book of the month. It's just real special for all of our Real Radio listeners, and especially this book right around Easter time. We're glad to have you along, and we'd love you to join us in our book of the month. Just go to our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org, and look for the book of the month. This book of the month is a great one, Cries from the Cross, A Journey into the Heart of Jesus, at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio, made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.